From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In high school basketball action last night, the GW boys basketball team suffered their first loss of the season as they fell to Martinsville 59-48. The Eagles fall to 2-1 with the loss, while the Bulldogs improved to 5-0 on the season with the win. GW will play at Sharondo on Saturday. The Chatham girls basketball team handled GW last night 74-25 to remain undefeated. Jakiya Jiggets had a monster night for the Cavaliers with 38 points, while Sydney Ward added 19 points and Markayla Mayo finished with 12 points. The Chatham girls are now 6-0 on the season with the win and will play at Nelson County on Friday. In college football, ODU defeated South Florida in the Cure Bowl last night 24-10. ODU quarterback Quinn Hinnickle led the way for the Monarchs with 234 total yards and two rushing touchdowns in the win. This is the first time ODU has won 10 games and a bowl game since 2016. In NFL news, after tearing his ACL on Sunday, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has already had surgery and began his first day of rehab. The Chiefs are optimistic that Mahomes will be back by early next season. This was Mahomes' ninth season in the NFL. He has won 3 Super Bowls and has played in 5. The Miami Dolphins are making a change at quarterback. Tua Tagovailoa has been benched following the loss to the Steelers on Monday night. Tua has thrown a league-high 15 interceptions this season. Rookie Quinn Ewers will get the start at quarterback. Ewers was selected in the 7th round out of Texas this season. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.